time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. With me this morning on the phone, I have Staff Sergeant Bryce Bird. He's with the 23rd Army Band of the Utah National Guard, and they're going to be here this Thursday, the 18th, for the Culture Connection. I love when they bring in these bands like this. It's so much fun. I enjoy this kind of music. This is really kind of right in my wheelhouse as far as music goes, and I have a great time doing it. So, Staff Sergeant, thank you for joining us this morning. We appreciate you.
Hey, thank you, and it's good to talk to you today.
All right, let's talk a little bit about the 23rd Army Band of the Utah National Guard. Now, how long has this band been around, and how long have you been a part of it?
So the band's been around for about 95 years, and so it's a longstanding institution here in the state of Utah. We are titled the Governor's Own, and so we have many functions that we perform from, you know, playing for the inaugurations to military ceremonies, parades, and then public concerts like the one we have this Thursday. And so really the purpose of Army bands is to provide patriotism, to make a connection between the military service and the communities where we draw our forces, and to recognize the service of those who have joined the military, have served either in foreign countries, in war, or even provided the ultimate sacrifice for our country. And so that's our purpose, is really to build patriotism, to support the military functions, to be a visible member of the community as a performing organization here in the state of Utah, and provide great music and great entertainment.
Okay, and how long have you been involved with the band yourself?
So I'm one of the older guys in the band. This is actually my 32nd year.
Wow.
And so I've been in for a while, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, in all of that time, you've probably played in some pretty amazing places, haven't you?
We have. And so, actually, our favorites are still here in the state of Utah, but we have had the opportunity to support the military functions throughout the United States, in Virginia, in Kentucky, California, and overseas. Had the opportunity to travel with the band to Russia. We performed in Germany, and then most recently as part of our state partnership program with Utah National Guard and the Kingdom of Morocco. We spent a couple weeks in Morocco touring and playing music there. So our main role is here at home, supporting the Utah National Guard, the state of Utah, and communities throughout the state, but we do have opportunities to perform throughout the world as part of our military mission, and again, providing that connection with music, patriotism, and supporting the forces of the United States.
All right. So we're talking with Staff Sergeant Bryce E. Bird of the 23rd Army Band of the Utah National Guard. We're going to say you're a world-renowned band. How's that sound?
That will do, yes.
All right. So if people go to the Culture Connection this Thursday, what can they expect? What kind of music are we going to hear? And, I love whenever the Army, Navy band, anybody like that comes, I try and get out. That's my kind of music. I really enjoy that. I played in band as a kid growing up in high school. So it's a lot. It means a lot to me, that kind of music. So what can we expect to hear if we go to the Culture Connection on Thursday night?
So really, each of our concerts, we try to have a broad range that will, be of interest to different groups. And so, of course, we provide traditional military marches, John Philip Sousa marches. That is what military bands are most known for. We also perform what we consider really representing the entire American songbook. So we have a jazz band that plays some of the old traditional jazz classics. We have a rock band that performs the more modern, up to today, but throughout the entire history of rock and country music. And so we feature them as a portion of each program. We typically, some of the best music that's coming out right now is from stage and from screen, and so often we'll play a medley of some of the popular or well-known movie themes or play themes. This year, as part of the concert, we are doing a John Williams medley, and so some of the well-known themes of John Williams. But really, it is a mix of of traditional band music all the way up to the modern rock and country.
So a little bit of everything for everyone.
That's correct.
Okay. And once again, this is this Thursday, July 18th at the Peace Gardens at 7 o'clock. Get on down there, take a chair, and enjoy yourself, and go listen to some great music from these guys. Hey, Staff Sergeant, we appreciate you calling in, and good luck. We'll see you down there Thursday night.
Hey, we're looking forward to it, and I encourage you and everyone that's listening to invite a friend. Come on out. It should be a great evening, something that will be memorable and will inspire patriotism and the gratitude that we have for this country and those who serve in the military.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the time this morning. The Staff Sergeant Bryce E. Byrd with the 23 Army Band of the Utah National Guard. They are your culture connection this Thursday night in the Peace Gardens at 7 p.m. Make sure you head on down there and check it out. Now, for more information on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, go to castlecountryradio.com.